Good morning, Albuquerque. It's the Go Local Boom radio show here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Cheese Bus Performance Solutions. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Go Local Boom Radio is where we celebrate local business in New Mexico by getting to know the people behind the businesses in our communities. You can find us here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. right here on 1050 KTBL. And be sure to visit us online at golocalboom.com. This segment is brought to you in part by Rocketbox SEO Albuquerque, a full-service digital marketing agency that doesn't just offer clean web design and manage SEO campaigns. They help you get what you need most in your business, more customers. Rocketbox SEO, launch your business online. Visit them online at rocketboxseo.com. My first guest this morning is Montgomery Delavue. He is a CPA here in town, and what a timely opportunity for him to be in the booth. And so thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here this morning.
Yes, absolutely, Krista. Thank you for having me on this morning. And yes, it is a busy time for tax preparers like myself and CPAs. And but it's also a great time to get out and talk to the community about many things that are going on with our tax code. You know, the tax code right now is on the front page of the news, and it's what people are talking about with the changes in the tax code this year. And that went into effect January 1 of 2018 is the new Trump Tax Act. And that, so we're all working under those rules now. And in fact, many of us have seen a little more in our paychecks as a result of those new tax tables that came out. So starting, late January or early this month in February, people that are getting paid and are salaried hourly, things like that, they're seeing a little more money in their paychecks as a result of these changed tax rates that we have for 2018. But at the same time, we're still working under the old tax rules when we file our 2017 tax returns. And so those rules didn't change. And so we're still following a lot of the old tax code that's going away now.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because I know I've talked to some small business owners like myself who have been a little confused in terms of, when I file my taxes for 2017, all these tax rules and so forth. And that was exactly my understanding, that those didn't take effect, but some of the changes do take effect in terms of that take-home pay, which doesn't necessarily impact the small business owner like myself.
Absolutely, it doesn't. Yeah, because for small businesses, you know, we're pulling out our profits and things like that. Most small businesses are set up as an LLC, and then they elect to be taxed as an S corporation. And so those small businesses are just pulling out distributions throughout the year. And so it doesn't change the amount they're pulling out during the year. However, the tax rates have reduced greatly for those type of entities. So if you're elected to be taxed as an S corporation, we're going to see better tax rates for them as well. And we're all enjoying better tax rates for this year.
So give the listener out there who doesn't necessarily have the small business, but is looking at being better organized for their tax preparer for 2017, what are some recommendations you can give them so that they're not just showing up with a shoebox full of receipts to their tax preparer?
Yes, absolutely. With technology nowadays, it makes the tax preparation process so much easier. Let's take for example, if you're having to organize a lot of receipts. Well, throughout the year, you want to be doing that, because when we put it off to the end of the year, that's when it gets to be a problem, because we have that shoebox that we have to organize, and we don't want to have to pay somebody like me to go through that shoebox, because the hourly rate, it just gets too expensive. So look to technology to solve that. There's plenty of receipt organizers out there that are available for your smartphone, where throughout the year, you're just snapping a picture of that receipt, and it's filing it. And it's filing it in categories that are appropriate for your business. So things like advertising, office supplies, meals and entertainment, small tools, things like that. And it starts to organize those receipts for you. And a lot of these apps will actually add the receipts up and keep a running total for you. And so that's a great way to keep yourself organized throughout the year. A program I like a lot is called QuickBooks Self-Employed. And that's an app that you subscribe to. It's about $5 a month, and it does all that for you. It does your accounting throughout the year. It also connects to your bank account, and so it downloads your transactions. And those that are business transactions, you know, you swipe to the right, and personal transactions, you swipe to the left. And so that's a great program. It also has a mileage tracker. So for many of us, mileage is our largest deduction, especially for realtors. That's a good example. Realtors, that's their largest deduction is mileage. but they're also the worst at tracking it. And because tracking a mileage log is no fun for anybody. But now there's no excuse, because there's plenty of apps out there that will track your mileage. And you just set your working hours. Your phone automatically is picking up your GPS, and it's tracking your mileage for you throughout the day. And at the end of the day, you categorize those things that are business versus personal. And you want to do a great job at that, because if that's a significant deduction on your tax return, IRS and state auditors, they love to audit that, because it's easy for them to overturn it, because most people don't have a good mileage log. And so I encourage everybody just to look to technology for receipt organizers and for mileage trackers. And that solves the biggest part of everyone's headache in organizing their information to get their taxes done.
Well, that's a really great point, because I think, as you just mentioned, when people wait till the end of the year or right before they're going to see their tax preparer, there's that scramble to get everything together. And if they've already been doing it throughout the year, especially with technology as an aid, that takes all the work out of it, and it's already done.
Yeah, that's right. And speaking of technology, you know, we also want to, we make the tax preparation process much easier nowadays. So in my firm, Montgomery Dilley CPA, I have a product, I have a product called TaxMonty.com, and which enables the tax preparation process to happen entirely on your smartphone. So I use a secure cloud through that TaxMonty platform. And so as you get your W-2 and your 1099s and things like that, you simply take a picture of that document, and it automatically uploads into your portal in my secure cloud. So all my clients have their own secure portal. And once it's uploaded, then I prepare the tax return, send it back to you as a summary on your smartphone, and then you can actually sign the tax return right on your smartphone. I e-file it for you, and then you get an estimate of when that refund's going to be back in your bank account. And for an added fee, additional fee, I can actually have the IRS can send my tax preparation fee directly to me. And so I can almost do the tax return for free, and because my fee comes out of the refund. And so that's a way that I've utilized technology this year, because in my tax practice, because really that's what the millennial generation expects to be able to do, because the millennials coming up, they do everything on their smartphone. They do their banking on their smartphone. They apply for a mortgage on their smartphone, and you know, all those things. And so they also expect to be able to interact with a CPA on their smartphone as well and get their taxes done and not have to spend the time, because most tax preparation experiences require two meetings, a drop-off meeting and a pickup meeting. So if we can streamline that and do that over a smartphone, that's what we want to be doing. So I'm real excited about that TaxMonty product. And so if people want to learn more about that, they can just go to TaxMonty.com. And that's Monty with a Y, M-O-N-T-Y, and they can learn more about that product.
Excellent. Yeah. That's excellent information. Yeah. So listeners, if you're just tuning in, my guest is Montgomery Dilley, and he's a CPA here in town. And he was just mentioning his website that allows his clients to get information as well as to interact with him virtually, and that's TaxMonty.com. Give us also your contact information in terms of your telephone if people want to go ahead and take advantage of the services that you provide.
Yeah, so my office phone number is 505-886-1040. Of course it's 1040.
Of course.
Yeah, that's the number I've had for, gosh, a couple decades, and so I really wanted a 1040 number, and that's great. Now I'm in the Journal Center area. I'm right at the corner of Paseo del Norte and Jefferson, and so very convenient for West Siders as well. And I've been in that location for, gosh, probably 8 years or so. Been in practice for about 25 years, and so I've signed off on thousands of tax returns and have a very successful practice. And I'd like to encourage all the listeners, you know, when it comes to having your taxes prepared and working with someone to do that, you know, make sure that's a qualified person. And so in my industry, unfortunately, anyone can hang out a shingle and say that they are a tax preparer, and there's no restrictions to being able to do that. And so we see a lot of these people that start preparing taxes and start to make a lot of mistakes because they don't have the professional credentials. So just make sure if someone is a CPA, that's, you know, that's the upper echelon of tax preparers. Becoming a CPA requires, you know, a four-year, now a five-year college degree in accounting, and then you have to pass what is arguably the hardest professional exam to pass, because everyone in there has a master's degree in accounting. They're taking a three-day exam, and only about 30% are passing that exam. And so You know, preferably you're using a CPA. So the second level is what's called an enrolled agent. And that's an IRS program where people at least register for that program, take some minimal training, about 30 hours of training. And so at least that person is registered with the IRS and has what's called a identification number with them. And so just make sure, I just encourage all your listeners, at a minimum, you know, just make sure you're tax preparer is qualified and to be doing this, because this is one of the most serious things we ever do is sign off on a tax return.
Well, and that's a really great point, because I think sometimes people, especially as they get closer to that April 15th deadline, and they're not prepared, and they just go to whoever's available and might not check their credentials and make sure that they're getting with somebody that's professional and that has the experience and so forth.
Yeah.
So
I encourage, I call that the My Cousin Vinny approach. Make sure you're not going to somebody's My Cousin Vinny to do your taxes. And, you know, make sure you're using someone credentialed. You know, you can look up CPAs on the State Board of Accountancy website. It's a state-regulated business, and so we're registered. You can look me up on there. Anyone saying that they're a CPA, I encourage you to go there and check their credentials.
That's a great, great recommendation. So we have about 30 seconds left in the segment, so go ahead and give us your contact information one more time.
Okay, so one last time, it's Montgomery Dillavue, and that's my website address, montgomerydillavue.com, and not the easiest last name to spell, so it's D as in David, I-L-L-A, V as in Victor, O-U, and you can find my website there, also my Facebook page, Montgomery Dillavue CPA. And so I encourage users, I do a lot of postings on my Facebook page. And then, of course, my phone number is 505-886-1040.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you being on the show this morning, and I'm sure our listeners will be contacting you for professional tax preparation this year.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Folks, we'll be right back with our next guest. You're listening to Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back and good morning. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides. This segment is brought to you in part by Chispas Performance Solutions. Chispas Performance Solutions works with businesses and organizations to reduce the cost of doing business caused by ineffective or inadequate communication. They do this by providing customized on-site classes and conference keynote presentations and breakout sessions and much more. Schedule your free consultation today at ChispasPerformanceSolutions.com. My next guest this morning is Reynaldo Roybal with Go Small Biz. Welcome to the show, Reynaldo.
Good morning, Krista. How are you this morning?
You know, I'm here. This is the third week where my voice has been not exactly 100%, but that's okay.
Yeah, I knew that, and I hope you enjoy the little get-well gift.
Yes, he was so sweet. He brought me a little Beanie Boo that I'm going to have to hide from my kids because I think they may want to get it from me. But thank you. That definitely brought a smile to my face. So, Reynaldo, tell our listeners what Go Small Biz is all about.
So, Go Small Biz is a strategic partnership, a collaboration between myself and two major players in the marketplace today. A gentleman by the name of Mr. Fran Tarkington, who owns Tarkington Companies and Go Small Biz out of Atlanta, Georgia, along with Mr. Jeff Bell, who is the CEO of Legal Shield. They're the largest providers of business services in the marketplace today.
All right. And so tell us how you got into this space, because it's not something I don't think anybody would just, you know, wake up and say, oh, I want to do that.
Right. Well, so myself, I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I was in the Air Force. After about 10 years when I separated from the Air Force, I decided that I wanted to do something a little bit different. I wanted to be a business owner because I realized that it would provide me a little bit more freedom in my life. And so in business, I realized I needed resources to help me build my business. And after essentially a failed real estate career, I started a business, and I used the services of these companies. And after using the services of these companies, I realized what a value that they provided. And so I was shortly after that told that there was an opportunity in the marketplace to essentially own a territory, to own a franchise where I could actually share these services with people, with business owners, entrepreneurs. And I said, well, that's a no-brainer. And that's how I got started.
Excellent. And so just a little background for our listeners. I actually know Reynaldo from our days in telecom. We used to work in telecom together back in the 90s. Seems like just yesterday, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I think we both cut our teeth in business really, really early. And you know what? I got to congratulate you. You've done a great job with your business. And congratulations on Go Local Boom. I'm glad to be here with you on that. That's the coolest thing, seeing you grow, too.
Thank you. So yeah, so bringing that corporate experience to now working with Go Small Biz and the Legal Shield aspect, and I'm glad you were able to come on the show because I think now is an opportunity when people, or a time, if you will, when people are looking at everything in terms of it's time for tax preparation. It's the beginning of the year, so New Year's resolutions and that sort of thing, and so. There are two aspects to being protected. And so why don't you give us the business side for those that are business owners, and then in the second half of the segment, we can get into the personal side.
Okay. So if you consider in our society today, in the American business, there's over 500,000 businesses started every month. And understanding that those businesses, after just about 5 years, nearly 90% of them fail. And the reason for that is that they may not have resources that large businesses have. And so what Go Small Biz and Legal Shield provide is they provide resources to small businesses to help them protect and grow their business. And so you consider things like, let's say, for example, having a dispute with a supplier, perhaps having difficulty collecting money, or maybe even wonder if they're compliant with state or federal regulation. Most small businesses, they can't afford the resources to actually help them when they're just launching in their first initial years. And so that's what Go Small Biz does, is we help them protect and grow their business.
And those are great resources, I think, because a lot of times I know I've found, and I'm still learning as a business owner of almost 20 years, that there are things that I don't know. And because you're so focused on, when you wear many hats, that there can be that focus on doing the business, but then those back end administrative kinds of things, especially from a legal standpoint, really don't make themselves known until you need them.
That's right. And the first thing that happens is when we run into that legal situation, we ask ourselves, what is it going to cost me? And so what we've done is we've eliminated the cost of really reaching out to getting those resources, getting those questions answered, just to help the business owner.
Well, if you're just tuning in, listeners, my guest this morning is Reynaldo Roybal. He is a consultant with Small Biz, or Go Small Biz. And right now he's sharing with us the business side of being protected from a legal standpoint. And so in terms of the personal side, why don't you give us some insight into some of the things that people may not be considering in terms of protecting themselves legally from a personal standpoint?
Okay, so we also have what we call a workplace productivity suite. And so small business owners have people in their businesses, and of course they provide them benefits so that when they get sick, when they can't come to work, their children get sick, they can go to the doctor and they can have services done to help them keep them productive on the workplace. Well, what Legal Shield does, Legal Shield provides two unique services. First of all, a legal service plan and an identity theft service plan. It's actually considered an employee resource where when an employee actually has a legal situation, let's say he gets a traffic ticket or he gets a letter from the landlord or something like that, what ends up happening is they have to go out and they miss work. Well, when they miss work, the employer actually has to cover, or the business owner has to cover their duties. And so they lose time and money. So what we have is an employee productivity suite to help a family when the employee faces an identity theft issue, perhaps maybe he's being sued or talked to a landlord, and they don't have to worry about that. They just let the professionals handle that for them.
Well, and what a great option to have available. And I think more and more organizations are starting to finally include that in their benefits package for employees because they realize that that lost productivity is huge.
Yes, it's absolutely huge. You know, it does things like it causes stress, and the stress in the workplace can cause mistakes. And mistakes are duplicate work, having to do things over and over again. And so, it just adds to the bottom line when you can have a whole employee there on the job doing what they need to do, and just, again, letting all the professionals take care of what's what they need to take care of.
Right. And making the protection, legal protection, available to the everyday consumer, I think, is huge, because a lot of times when we think of securing an attorney, you're absolutely right, that cost. And so then the thought is, oh, well, we can't afford it right now, and so we'll just get the advice from the next door neighbor or from this website or what have you.
Or even the barber.
Or the barber, yeah, whoever might sound like they know what they're talking about. And unfortunately, it can lead people down the wrong road, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, what people want to ask is, you know, we're not all bad criminals, but, you know, you want to ask yourself, if you ever signed a contract or a document, did you sign it and was it in your best interest? Or perhaps maybe you were treated unfairly or overcharged, and if you say no to that, you probably just didn't know it. Or maybe needed to have your will prepared, or maybe just needed the advice of an attorney on something. After all, when we get pulled over on the side of the road, normally the authority will say you have the right to remain silent and you have the right to speak to an attorney. And so that's what Legal Shield does, gives you that option to, where essentially just from picking up the phone, tapping an app, tapping your phone, have an attorney on the phone without worrying about receiving a bill.
Yeah, and I'll share a personal experience with me. Several years ago, my HOA filed suit against me and my property. And thankfully, I had the coverage through Legal Shield to be able to find out what my rights were. They wrote a document, they wrote up a letter for me and all of that, and prepared me for what ended up being a mediation. And I came out on top because of the recommendations and the advice that I received from the attorneys. And they're local attorneys. It's not like it's somebody necessarily out of state that doesn't know our market or the people, the culture. These are local attorneys, and everyone is professional. And I ended up not spending a dime other than my monthly membership fee to get this settled, when it could have been a really scary experience. Because, you know, if you get served with papers that you're being sued, that's scary.
Yeah. You know, it's very powerful being protected and empowered, and knowing that it costs you less than a dollar a day to be able to have something like that right in your hand on your phone, on the screen of your phone through an app.
Right. So speaking of phones, give people your contact information that may want to learn more about either the business side or the personal side of getting protected.
Okay. So I can be reached at my phone number being 505-435-5670. Also, I can be reached on email at Reynaldo, that's R-A-Y-N-A-L-D-O, .Roybal, R-O-Y-B-A-L, @gmail.com. And I also have a contact page that you can contact me, which is www.reynaldoroybal.info. And anybody who may be perhaps looking to learn more about the Go Small Biz services, perhaps maybe the Legal Shield or the ID Shield services. And also we have on a weekly basis a couple of orientations for anybody who might be interested in pursuing a career or a business income. Legal Shield also does that. You can contact me. I'll be glad to talk to you about that.
Excellent. Well, we do have a couple minutes left in the segment, so go ahead and tell us when your next weekly event is coming up so people that want to attend can plan for it.
Our next weekly event is going to be Tuesday night at the Marriott Pyramid. We have a registration at 6:30. That is February 6th. Also, we have a big event coming up on Saturday, February 10th, when right now, while you're listening to this, we're having an event. And so That is also at the Marriott Pyramid. It's at 9:30 a.m. Also, I have a unique opportunity for an event taking place on February 22nd, and we're going to be at the Rio Rancho Chamber of Commerce. It's a webcast done by Mr. Fran Tarkington, which is a called One More Customer, and we're going to be talking to one of his business consultants in a webcast format. Contact me for details on that, and we'll be glad to get you an invitation.
Excellent. So several events coming up. And again, for more information, there's no obligation or anything. And I think it's just good to find out what the options are. So many times I think we're uninformed and then we make bad decisions because of lack of information.
Yeah, absolutely right. We're just there to share some information with you. If you see the value, great. If you don't, great. We just love to meet you and be friends.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. Again, this is Reynaldo Roybal, Small Biz Consultant, gosmallbiz.com. His phone number is 505-435-5670. And your website one more time?
www.reynaldoroybal.info.
ReynaldoRoybal.info. Awesome. All right, folks. So if you are thinking about getting protection for yourselves, business-wise, personally, or that's one of the things that people are thinking about as well is updating their will, all of that, contact Reynaldo. See if the services that he has available are something that meet your needs.
Thank you, Krista.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure.
Folks, we'll be right back with our next guest. You're listening to Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back. Good morning, Albuquerque. Welcome back. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with ChiseBuzz Performance Solutions. This segment is brought to you in part by Social Bee Social Media. Want to spend less time on the social media and more time doing what you do best? Social Bee is your social media game changer. They optimize profiles, help develop consistent branding, and enhance the connection between you and your clients. Contact Social Bee for all things social media. My final guest this morning is Amber Ortega with the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the show, Amber.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, I'm glad you're here. So Amber is one of the member engagement specialists at the Hispano Chamber. And I've asked her to be here on the show today to educate us even more on all of the benefits that the Hispano Chamber offers. Because I think even as I meet people day to day, they still don't really know what the chamber's about and why it's right. Such a valuable resource in our community. So tell us.
Okay. Well, there's so many different arms that we have. You know, of course, being a part of the Hispano Chamber, we have a lot of networking events. We have over 90 events scheduled already throughout the year. But on top of that, there's ribbon cuttings and there's always some way to get connected with other members, which is great. But at the same time, we have an entire floor that is all education. And so we have a partnership with Catholic Charities. And so on our upstairs, there is classes all the way from your GED up to teaching somebody how to use QuickBooks. We also have partnerships with some other companies in Albuquerque that'll help bring in different trainings for marketing or for social media or it's huge and it's never ending. And it always seems like there's something new that you can learn. And even down to small businesses, maybe you just are wanting to start or you've just started a business and you don't know exactly what you've gotten into or what you're doing or how to get going. We have the Small Business Development Center right on campus. So it's always a good resource for, you know, the new guys. And then if you're just trying to enhance your skills, we have something for that as well.
Excellent. So give our listeners the website and the phone number in case they want to get more information, either about membership or some of the classes that may be available for both members and non-members.
So you can reach, our website is ahcnm.org, which is Albuquerque Hispano Chamber, nm.org. And the phone number is 505-842-9003.
And so they can contact either the website or call directly and get some information about membership as well as the classes, because classes are available for both. Some of them are for members and non-members, and then some are members only, right?
Right. Some are members only. We have a lot of things available for members only. We have committees within our chamber. We have a small business committee. We have a health and wellness committee. We have a government affairs committee. So we might have a committee that would actually work with your business as well, that you can work with other people in your industry to also help network and bring awareness. Or we have lots of trainings, like you said, that non-members can come to. I don't know. We're always looking to add new things as well. So who knows what we're going to have this year. We're working on some things after we get through with the gala. Then we'll be ready to go.
Right. So the gala's tonight, February 10th. And so I'm sure people are getting dolled up and getting ready at the moment.
Yes.
And that's the biggest event fundraiser of the year, right?
It is. That's our big fundraiser that allows us to do so much throughout the community with the education and the economic development. So we have about 2,000 people that come out each year. This year, we're really excited. Our headliner is Los Lobos. So it's going to be lots of fun. It's going to start at 6 and then end...
when everybody goes home.
Yeah, pretty much. But lots of fancy dresses and tuxedos tonight.
Excellent. So if you're still interested and you want to see if you can get in on the festivities tonight, go ahead and check out the website or give them a call and see if you can still get a last minute ticket for tonight's event. But that's it, definitely the event of the year. And the theme is La Noche Encantada, Walk the Red Carpet, so you can get to feel like a star.
Right, right. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're really, really excited. And if you miss it this year, there's always next year.
Exactly. Great point. Planning for next year.
Yes. Yes. Pick out that dress. The perfect shoes.
For sure. And the date, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So one of the great things that I find being a member of the Hispano Chamber is the, of course, it's community focused, but it goes to another level. And what I mean by that, and you can build on this, Amber, if you would, is that it's not necessarily just about the business owner. It's about that business owner's extended family, whether it's literal family or the family within their organization, and making sure that everybody's included. And so I think that as the member engagement specialist that you are, and Orlando and then Luis on the membership team, are doing a really great job of incorporating that aspect, because I think that sometimes gets lost in professional and community organizations.
I have, for goodness, about 7 or 8 years now, been involved in different chambers. And coming to the Hispano Chamber, you can feel the difference. When you walk into the building, it is, you're walking in and you don't even know somebody, and they're going to walk up and they're going to hug you. And you're right away part of the family. And we try to incorporate that as much as possible. We have different events. Just last Thursday, we had the Get Crafty event. It's at Craft Breweries, which is why it's Get Crafty. And we have different topics. And we actually had people come in to talk about, it was for the love of business and talking about working with family members. And so it was, you know, we had speakers that would come up and talk about the challenges of working with your spouse or working with your dad or having to report to your brother or things like that. And we understand that that happens a lot, especially in Albuquerque. We just have businesses that are family owned and operated. And we want to help with that as much as we can and share whatever we can to make it easier.
Well, and that's really important, because you're absolutely right. There's a lot of family-owned businesses, generation after generation, that have been here, which makes them great contributors to our economy and so forth. But that aspect of switching roles between family member and business or employee, et cetera, can be a tricky one.
It can, absolutely. I don't know that I could work with my parents. I don't know that I could do it, but some people do it really well. And it's just finding that right balance to be able to do it. And so, you know, we try to lean on our members that we have to help maybe some other members. And, you know, we've made connections sometimes that, hey, can you just give this person a call and give them some advice? Because, you know, they're having problems, you know, doing this, and you've done really great at it. So can you call them and give them some advice to help get them through that push? And so we try to make those types of connections whenever we can.
Excellent. Well, listeners, if you're just tuning in, my guest this morning is Amber Ortega with the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce. And she's sharing with us, again, the benefits that the chamber offers, as well as the educational opportunities for both members and non-members. And was just making the point that one of the networking events, the Get Crafty event, had last week, was talking about how to, for businesses to work well when it's family owned or when there are familiar relationships there. And so what are some of the regular events that you have coming up so people can just make a note of them?
Oh, goodness. We have so many events. Every month we have the Biz Gratis, which is the last Wednesday. We have the Get Crafty, which is on, usually I believe it's the third Thursday. Don't quote me on that. We have ribbon cuttings constantly. Once a quarter, we have the Net at Five. It's really so many events that it's really, really difficult to be able to remember exactly when they all are off the top of my head. But if they go to the website, the ahcnm.org, you can sign up for the newsletter. And newsletters come out twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And that way you can keep up to date on everything that we have going on, from the ribbon cuttings to everything. So
excellent. And the newsletter, because it comes out twice a week, right? You said
twice a week.
So twice a week. So then there's no excuse for not knowing what's going
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Not being in the know.
Exactly. Exactly. Or follow our Facebook page as well. So there's lots of information there that we always share in the events that we create.
All right. So that's a great recommendation. So people can go and just like the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because I know there's one for members, but then there's one for non-members as well. So
right.
they can be updated and be advised in terms of all the upcoming events and so forth.
Right. We create an event for everything that we can to make sure that everybody knows and can get out there and help support the other businesses in the community.
Excellent. Well, again, is Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce. Their website is
AHCNM.org.
Yeah, write that down. I'm going to have to write it down again as many times as I've said it. AHCNM.org. And their phone number is 505-842-9003. So we've got the gala coming up tonight. There are pretty much weekly events, I would say, and the ribbon cuttings.
Yes.
So tell our listeners, me and our listeners, what one of your favorite things about the ribbon cuttings are?
You know, it's really exciting. We did a ribbon cutting on Friday for Q's Cakes. And I know you know Q.
She's
incredible.
She's been on the show.
Yeah, she's been on the show. I brought her on the show before, too. She's incredible. And it was her one-year anniversary. And so we did a ribbon cutting to help celebrate her 1 year. And it was so exciting seeing how much that she's grown and the excitement of having the storefront. And she's just doing so well. And so it was really heartwarming to be able to be around that and feel that. And she was so appreciative of having so many people come out to help support her. So it's just so exciting seeing, you know, if it's a brand new business that's starting and bringing in a lot of people to help support them and just get them going on the right foot. Or if they've, you know, are celebrating something like a 1 year, or we've done 100 year places. It's just really, really exciting to be able to be a part of that and just have everybody keep supporting them.
Right. Well, and that's one of the things that I love about doing this show, Go Local Boom, is that it's all about local business. Because if we don't support right. each other, the big box stores, the big chains and franchises and so forth, they're going to come over. And so it's really important that we support each other. And so I'm really glad that we've been able to maintain the partnership with Go Local Boom and the Hispano Chamber to make sure that we're supporting each other and local business as much as possible.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, it's been great having you on the show, and so I have to come back again. I think we'll have a rotating schedule between among you, Luis, and Orlando to keep us all informed. And again, this is Amber Ortega with the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce, and they can be reached for more information on any upcoming events as well as membership at 505-842-9003. Thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Well, folks, we'll be right back with the show wrap-up. You're listening to Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm Krista Benavides. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. I am so appreciative of you tuning in this morning for our show, supporting local business. And again, that's what Go Local Boom is all about. If you've missed a show, be sure to visit us online for the show archives, golocalboom.com, as well as 1050KTBL /go-local-boom, and you can catch all past shows. So it's a beautiful Saturday morning here in Albuquerque, and a great lineup of guests once again. So my first guest this morning was Montgomery Delavue. He's a CPA here in town, and giving some great advice in terms of how to be prepared for the year, for being on top of all of your tax items, whether you're a small business owner or just a non-business owner, and getting prepared for tax season. It is tax season right now, and so if you haven't found anybody to prepare your taxes, find somebody that is a professional like Montgomery, and he can be contacted at 505-886-1040. Again, 505-886-1040. And his website is Montgomery Delavue, and the last name again is DILLAVUE.com for more information. My next guest was Reynaldo Roybal with GoSmallBiz.com, and talking about the legal side of making sure that you're prepared in your business as well as your personal life. And he can be reached at 505-435-5670. And a reminder of an event they have coming up this month, and that is February 22nd, and that is at the Rio Rancho Chamber of Commerce. And so if you want more information, contact him directly. Again, his phone number is 505-453-5670. So whether or not you think you need legal protection or not, he's a great resource in terms of what is available and some things to consider in terms of just making sure that you are covered for any event that life may throw at you. And then, of course, my third guest was Amber Ortega with the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce. She's a member engagement specialist over there. And it's always great to have our Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce represented, because as I mentioned during the segment, they are a partner with us here at Go Local Boom. And one of the benefits that we provide their members is priority scheduling here on Go Local Boom. And so as they bring in new members or are working with existing members, they contact me to help them get promotion of their business and services and specials that they may have going on. And so that's a great partnership, as well as just to know that they are a resource in our community. And so for any events that you may be interested in with the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce, they may be reached at their website, ahcnm.org, or you may call them at 505-842-9003. So the last few weeks, I have been giving you some tips for success, and the last one I gave you was about visualizing, and in particular, getting not only what you want to happen, but what you want to say. And so I wanted to remind you about that. But another tip for this week is the importance of saying no. Oh, that might be taboo because we're, you know, we want to be helpful and so forth. But one of the things that I often share with my clients in my classes and so forth, in particular on classes on delegating, leadership, and time management, is the importance of being able to say no. Or another way that I like to present it is say yes only when it makes sense. So many times we can take on more than